Okay, what's your question?
As long as we have a material body, is it not essential to engage in some material activities?
There's no need even to ask this question, because as long as you have a material body, it must be engaged in material activities. Eating, sleeping, and so on will go on. But we are just reminding people, don't think that eating, sleeping, and so on is the only purpose of life. The animals are also eating and sleeping. But human beings are meant to worship Krishna. So as I suggested, you may be a professor, or a businessman, or a housewife, or whatever, but do everything for Krishna. And actually, retired persons, they should do more. In retired life, people usually think, well, you just sit at home and then you become a vegetable and then you rot away. But with the time you have and the age and the experience you have, you can propagate Krishna consciousness very effectively. Just like Prabhupada at the end of his life, to use secular terms, he did so much for Krishna. So people tend to respect older people, especially if they've held some respectable position. So please follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and come out and propagate this Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.